In a crisis, people may not remember every word a chaplain says, but they often remember whether the chaplain brought steadiness into the room. That steadiness is not passivity. It is disciplined presence. Crisis response foundations for chaplaincy practice rest on three connected commitments: remain grounded, follow the response protocol, and recognize when to refer. First, remain grounded. Before speaking, notice the scene. Who is in immediate danger? Who is responsible for command or clinical decisions? What does the person in front of you need right now? Slow your pace, lower unnecessary stimulation, use plain language, and listen without rushing to explain. A calm chaplain can help people orient to what has happened and identify the next manageable step. Second, follow protocol. Chaplains serve within a larger response system. We do not freelance in emergencies. We respect incident command, organizational policy, privacy, safety procedures, and the roles of medical, behavioral health, public safety, and other qualified professionals. Clear coordination protects the person receiving care and keeps the chaplain connected to the team. Third, recognize and refer. Acute distress can appear as confusion, numbness, agitation, withdrawal, anger, spiritual struggle, or difficulty completing basic tasks. These signs invite careful attention, not a diagnosis. Chaplains explore what a person is experiencing, assess immediate practical and spiritual needs within their role, and connect the person with qualified help when safety or clinical care is needed. Chaplains refer. They do not diagnose or treat. Picture a hospital waiting room after a sudden death. A family member is pacing, asking the same question again and again. The chaplain does not offer a quick explanation or reach for a spiritual answer. Instead, the chaplain stands at a respectful distance and says, "This is a lot to take in. Would it help to sit somewhere quieter while we contact the person you want with you?" The chaplain uses clear language about the death, checks whether the family member feels physically safe, and coordinates with the care team. When the person says, "I cannot keep myself safe tonight," the chaplain responds directly. The chaplain stays with the person, alerts the appropriate clinical team, and supports a warm handoff rather than trying to manage the crisis alone. Good crisis chaplaincy is not measured by having the perfect words. It is measured by faithful presence, safe practice, clear boundaries, and reliable connection to the right help. Prepare before the call, know your protocol, tend your own regulation, and remember this: your task is not to control the crisis. Your task is to help make the next safe step possible. Chaplain Resource Network is an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains.